wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Good morning and welcome to Our House here at WWDB. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. Oh my gosh, dead smack in the middle of the holidays. Here we are. Happy Hanukkah to all of you that just celebrated, I think it was the eighth day of Hanukkah. So yay for you. I've heard of some children. I know my son used to do this because his dad's new wife was Jewish. So he decided it was time to celebrate Hanukkah when he was little so that he could have both holidays. He thought that was awesome. So don't be surprised if your little ones ask you to do that. Today we have a great show for you. We're talking all about construction tools for Christmas, and we're talking about fun gadgets for your home, just kind of getting you ready for the holidays. So we're going to have a person here from Stanley Black & Decker in the second half of the show to talk about what they consider good DIYer tools. And don't forget that our show is always here live on 860 AM. But if you happen to be in your car and you miss it, or you want to check in and hear it later, don't forget to go to WWDBAM and pull up the podcast for Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And there you can hear this show or any of the other shows that we've done in the past. Last week we were talking about Giving Tuesday, and it's still Giving Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday pretty much. Giving Tuesday should be every day. But it's a great time for you and your small businesses to, or your large corporations, to give back to your communities and people in your neighborhood. And for those of you, like I said, that can't really afford it, you know, just doing kindnesses and goodnesses and good deeds is a great thing to do for Giving Tuesday. So getting into today's show, before we get into all this Christmas fun stuff and holiday fun stuff, depending on which track you're on, I just wanted to let you know that we are going to see an increase in softwood prices going up. So if you're buying wood, get out there and buy it now, because the Biden administration's U.S. Department of Commerce, this is back on November 24th, followed through with an expected, what they call, anti-dumping and countervailing duties on Canada for soft lumber products. They placed tariffs at almost 18% on imports. So that is twice what it was with the previous administration. And of course, according to Mary Nigg, Canada's Minister of International Trade, they are also a tax on U.S. consumers, raising the cost of housing, renovations, and rentals at a time when housing affordability is already a significant concern for many. I'm really surprised because we have great relations with Canada. So to see an almost 18% hike in our soft wood, when wood has been so hard to get throughout the construction period, as we know, with COVID, people looked around their houses, decided it was time to build things. And so good contractors and good carpenters and good home improvement people, I'm talking good ones, not the fly-by-nights, are finding it hard to get certain materials that they want. And it's pushing you, the homeowner, into that time frame of not being able to have all your products on board at the time that you're ready to start your projects. And it also means pushing things back. Let me give you an example. American Standard and Kohler tubs and several other tubs. An alcove tub is, you know, where you have that three walls around your tub. Those tubs are backed up 16 to 21 weeks before we're seeing delivery. Now, there's a few out there, and you might find a few at the big box stores. Remember, I always say the big box stores are great when you're flipping and, you know, trying to get something done in a hurry, but I don't think the quality is the same for certain projects, products, and this being one of them. So keep in mind, if you're doing a home renovation that you were hoping to have ready, you know, the beginning of the new year, it may not happen. We're still seeing long lead times on some of our plumbing fixtures. not all of them, but some of our pretty golds and matte blacks and things like that. So please keep in mind that the homeowners are the ones that are hardest hit when these price increases go into effect. And contractors that are building commercial products and local products and projects and things like that are expected to see higher prices due to the tariff rates. So lumber is, this is according to the Associated General Contractors of America. This is a quote from Ken Simelson. He says, while lumber is much more important to a single family construction than multifamily, it is a significant cost element for many projects, such as remodeling projects and decks and other additions to, that get included in projects, including like restaurants that are adding on additions because they're trying to open up their spacing. A doubling of the tariff will only prolong the extreme price increases that have hit the lumber market repeatedly over the last 18 months. So let me say this to you, consumers. Start doing your research. If you were thinking about putting a deck on in the spring or an addition, maybe you want to look at some other things as opposed to lumber. The regular cough, just so you know, it's still there. Once the spring weather comes, it'll go away. But you want to keep that in mind. So you might look at things like AZEK and Tech Deck and things like that for your decks that you're thinking about adding on. We're slowly starting to see the prices coming down on that. I expect that we'll see the lumber prices come down again, but I'm going to also tell you it's not going to be anytime soon. And along with that, for all of you DIYers and construction guys out there, they're stopping to get your coffee or run on coffee, run on that caffeine fix to do your projects. Even coffee has gone up 98% on certain beans that are being imported from South America. So expect your coffee and your lumber trying to get your projects done at the same time. Prices are going up. I thought that we would see more of lumber coming down. I did say that lumber was coming down, but just so you know, more U.S. lumber is being produced in America to meet domestic demand. And that's a direct result of the enforcements going into Canada, which is where we got a lot of our lumber, a lot of Canadian lumber. So a level playing field is critical for the continued investment and growth of the domestic lumber industry and its hundreds of thousands of workers and thousands of communities across the United States. And that is from Jason Brewer, who is the chairman of the U.S. Lumber Coalition and co-president of Pleasant River Lumber Company. So just to keep you, you know, I try to keep you briefed every week on what's happening within the industry. So that gives you a pretty good idea of what's going on. So plan your projects accordingly. If you thought that your project was going to take 3 months, it's probably going to take closer to six or maybe longer. So don't rush your project. And it's the same thing with appliances. Appliances are still hard to get for a lot of people. So please keep all of that in mind. So let's get into today's show. I did an interview, and unfortunately, it kind of got delayed in getting out there. And it was talking about Black Friday, which, of course, we're past. But we were talking about tech gifts and what's good for the home and what are gifts your family can enjoy, because we've spent so much time in the house. We've spent so much time on construction. So I thought it would be fun to talk to Andrea Smith. She is an award-winning news and technology journalist. She spent over two decades as a technology producer at ABC News and was most recently the lifestyle tech expert at Mashable. Andrea is going to explore with us all the many ways technology changes how we work, how we live, how we communicate, such as digital parenting and health and retail trends. She is the co-host of the weekly Parenting Bites podcast, and she writes about the consumer technology for a variety of tech websites, including NBC News, PopSci, Huffington Post, and she frequently appears as the guest expert in many technology segments at ABC News and World News Now, and also Good Morning America Now and WABC TV, Fox News, and CNBC. So she's got some great credentials behind her. So let's get a nice good morning in to Andrea. Are you there?
The holidays. Black Friday starts early. It's going longer than ever. And a lot of us are like, boom, shopping online.
So absolutely.
It's crazy. So what can you tell us about like tech gifts that are really cool that the whole family can enjoy?
Well, you know, the Consumer Technology did a survey and asked what were the top five most requested tech gifts this holiday season. And no surprise, smartphones were number one on that list. Some people are put off by the high prices of those flagship smartphones, though. So I do have a budget tip for you. You can get Samsung. See, everybody likes a budget tip. Samsung certified renewed smartphone, like the premium Galaxy S20 Plus with 5G, without that premium price tag. Each device is refurbished to like new condition with a new battery, eco-friendly Samsung parts, and a one-year warranty. And of course, you're going to get that amazing pro-grade camera and the brilliant 6.7-inch AMOLED display. It's a great phone. There are deals out there now that you'll get a couple hundred bucks off with a trade-in. So a great way to save money this holiday season.
Andrew, are they 5G? Because my listeners are going to want to know.
Yep, it's the Samsung Galaxy S20 Plus with 5G.
Plus, okay, with 5G, okay, great. So it does all the same stuff that it did before, just refurbished. Is there a lot of those?
I mean, they've got a lot of refurbished devices. It does exactly, you know, those flagship features that everybody loves. It's just refurbished. But the great thing is that it's done with genuine Samsung parts. So you know that the phone has been well attended to.
Cool. Now, a lot of our listeners have been spending time at home with their kids. What do you pick for gamers this year?
Gamers. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's not just kids. Also, Carol, a lot of grownups are gaming this year. So I get it. I have a bunch of really cool things. First of all, whatever their skill level, you can level it up with the SteelSeries Glow Up gaming gear. So they've got all the essential gear your gamer needs, keyboard, mouse, headsets, all without breaking the bank. For instance, the Apex 3 is a water-resistant gaming keyboard for under $50. I did say water-resistant. If your kid spills his water all over it, it's okay. The Rival 3 gaming mouse has precision performance for gamers of all levels, and the Arctis 1 headset can be used with any console. So some are console specific. This can be used with any console, and it's got a detachable microphone. So it then does double duty as a great sounding set of headphones. Another good way to save money. Now for gamers who at home or on the go, look at the OtterBox gaming portfolio. The mobile game clip holds your phone securely in place, while the Easy Grip controller shell lets you personalize the look and feel of your controller. And then take it all on the go in the gaming carry case, just like OtterBox's phone cases. You know that they're going to be safe and protected.
I like that. So with all the technology, people are moving over to smart homes. Is there anything digital or electronic for your home?
There's a ton of stuff for the home. I mean, a lot of people are buying smart home devices this year, voice assistants and smart locks. Those actually were also up there on the CTA wish list.
Okay, very good, because we're that's what we want. Well, other people want, not me. I don't want a digital.
Another idea, Carol, is, you know, there is that supply chain issue, and you know, people are a little bit nervous about, you know, what if the product I want isn't there. I always say it is a great idea to give someone a gift subscription. So for instance, if there's a car lover on your list, you can sign them up for Motor Trend Plus. It's a multi-device commercial-free streaming service with the best in automotive entertainment. So they'll get access to thousands of hours of top automotive shows like Top Gear America and Kevin Hart's Muscle Car Crew. And you can get their best deal of the year starting Black Friday. You're going to be able to get Motor Trend Plus for 99 cents a month for 6 months, and there'll be more deals through the holidays. So, you know, if you know someone, you know what they like, you can get them a gift subscription to, you know, something that fits their personality and their interests.
So they even have things like cooking and DIY stuff?
Well, you can certainly get...
I'm throwing you off there, I know.
You can certainly get, you know, something, a subscription to a cooking show or a subscription to cooking, you know, accessories.
Okay. Andrea, are there any other, like, good deals that our listeners can find throughout the shopping season that they might not be aware of?
Well, I always recommend, you know, the deals are out there. You should do your research. You can use some of those apps that, you know, let you know how much things are at different stores. So you'll know if you're getting a good deal. You can really check the prices. I do recommend, again, shopping now, because once stock becomes less plentiful, prices are going to go up.
Okay. And where can our listeners go for more information if they want to check these things out?
They can head to d6news.com/budget.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Andrea Smith, you are an award-winning news and technology journalist bringing our listeners some fabulous information for the holiday season. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Carol. Have a great holiday.
And have a great holiday, too. We are so much appreciate that idea about gift subscriptions to magazines, because for those of you that are really into DIYing and home improvements, I know my husband is pretty particular about Wood Magazine and some woodworking subscriptions that he gets for his business. He's constantly getting ideas from them. But for those of you, and this is one that I used to get, the Family Handyman. So these are really good subscriptions. Let me give you a couple other that are out there. There's a Do-It-Yourself magazine. There's the Old House Journal. There's Professional Remodeler. And for those of you that really like to decorate, I love Architectural Digest. Some of these you can get actually as a magazine. Some people like to have it in their hands, but you can also get them online. Good Housekeeping, Home and Garden, Better Home and Gardens. Love that one. So for those of you that are DIYers for projects, for decorating, for ideas for your home, these are great things that you can do as subscriptions for Christmas or for the holiday, Kwanzaa, you know, whatever you celebrate. But they're inexpensive a lot of times, and it's a nice gift rather than just giving cash or a money card. So I highly recommend them for all you DIYers and home improvement people out there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to tell you about a little gem I found yesterday for holiday shopping, and we'll be right back with more of Home Improvement Fix and Facts.
There are no limits to unique and personal design styles. Monroe and Kent Home will help you expand your creative potential. Complimentary interior design services. Explore a universe of design possibilities. Furniture, window treatments, and more. 30-day love it or return it guarantee. A free 5-year premium warranty on purchases of $1,500 or more. Monroe and Kent Home, where home happens.
When I went looking for a place to rent, I wore a mask, but they could still see I'm black. The landlord told me,
nothing available.
When I went looking for an apartment, I wore a mask. Obviously, I'm Latino. They said,
the place has been rented.
My wife and I were house hunting.
We wore masks, but we're Asian American. And the real estate agent said,
you won't be happy here.
If you suspect housing discrimination because of your race, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Our house.
And welcome back to Home Improvement Fix and Facts. You're listening to Carol Holloway giving you some great ideas for the DIYer and home improvements for your home. It's the holidays, so of course we have to do fun things like this. It's always the best. I found a cute little gem yesterday. So if you're ever heading out towards Lancaster, a lot of people like to go out to Lancaster, not only for the shows that are out like in Hershey and the Lancaster Theater, but they like to do their holiday shopping because of all the outlets. I found the coolest little gem of a store yesterday. It's called Homestead Studios on Main. And it's right off a main intersection off of Route 10 in Parkersburg, PA. It's 100 Main Street, Parkersburg, PA. I'm going to give you their phone number, too, and their website address because, it's just a shameless plug here. They had the coolest home decorating things. And not only that, but they have a carpenter who does custom wood tables, anything that you want designed. So for those of you that really like that farmhouse style in your kitchen, this is a great place to go to get one of those custom tables. So they do, of course, they have gifts and they have, home decor. They have great home decor and they seem to change it with seasons. And they have, old things and local market goods and plants and really cool artisan finds. But I was really impressed with the reclaimed furniture that they had there. I mean, really, really nice stuff. So they're located at Route 10 and Main. It's right off the main drag, right off of 30. So if you're heading out to Lancaster, it's right down the road, like five minutes off of 30 and right down the road from 10. But great shopping. So check out their website at www.homestead, that's H-O-M-E-S-T-E-A-D -studios.com. I was really impressed. And their phone number, 484-718-3043. That's 484-718-3043. Cool place. I was really, really happy with what I saw there. I thought of you guys, my listeners, if you're traveling out that way to stop in. I mean, just quaint. When you're looking for something, you know how you go in gift shops and you're trying to find something that is, excuse the phone ringing in the background. I'll be right with you because this is my interview. Okay, you're going to hear me live on the air. Do you have the correct number for the studio? Okay, I sent over the number for the studio is 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. My listeners are listening to me make this call with you right now. If you could call back on that number, we can connect. Awesome, thanks. And that's how it works. You play it, you go by the seat of your pants when things happen and the correct phone number for call-ins doesn't go through. That's the number we use here for calls here in the studio if you wanted to call me and ask a question. And that's also the phone number that I sent to Stanley Black & Decker. So they're going to be calling any minute. But it's talking about this particular little studio, they were really cool because they don't have those tchotchke and those cool house decorating gifts that you see everywhere. They have unique and interesting. So on the line coming up in just a minute is Audrey Von de Castle, and she is the market innovation. She is the Maker Innovatives lead at Stanley Black & Decker. She grew up, I love this, a woman in the industry. She grew up with tools in her hands, spending time with her father on his construction sites and renovating projects and tackling numerous DIY projects around her own home and garden with him. She studied metalworking and sculpture at Hampshire College, where she honed her hands-on skills alongside her creativity. She is really awesome, and now she is at Black & Decker, and we thought it would be a lot of fun to talk about what are some cool gifts that we can do here at Home Improvements for our listeners. Audrey loves to teach, especially when it comes to empowering people to use Stanley Black & Decker tools and products, and she also leads the deployment of various software and hardware technologies designed to better train and empower the 40,000 1,000 employees at Stanley Black & Decker's manufacturing and distribution workforce. Let's see if we can get all that out. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Thanks for listening to our show as I introduce you. And thanks for joining us. I'm super excited for our listeners to build their holiday gift list with the best-selling tools of the year.
Me too. It's a lot of fun to play with tools.
It sure is. It sure is. Especially, you know, and I don't mean this to sound like prejudice in any way, but especially for women.
Absolutely. There's nothing more empowering than a power tool.
Absolutely. I agree. I absolutely agree. So what are some of the most common home improvement projects that people are taking on this season?
You know, we've seen such an advancement, an uptick in home improvement projects. They really run the gamut from a simpler project like painting your wall, all the way to more advanced projects like planter boxes, kitchen renos, bathroom renos, and backsplashes.
All simple things that people can do without getting too super technical, which I love. For someone who doesn't know much about tools, how can we be sure to pick the right home improvement gift for them?
Yeah, you know, it really depends who you're shopping for. So if you're looking for a gift for a college student or a new homeowner, something like the Black & Decker Furniture Assembly Tool makes a great stocking stuffer, and it's a really good staple to have in your home for those just getting started out. If you're looking for something for someone who's a little bit more on the pro side or they've got their DIY chops already, something like the DeWalt Atomic 20-volt drill driver set, a refresh of drill and drivers is a really great option for gifts as well.
Audrey, what is the home improvement assembly tool? What does that do?
The furniture assembly tool, it's awesome. So it's like a little powered screwdriver. And what's really cool about it, you know, when you go to IKEA and you get those little hex keys that they fall out of your hands all the time, you got to screw in all those screws.
Yes.
So what's great is you can actually put those right in the tool, and it'll make your screw driving like 3 times faster than if you did it by hand.
Oh, that's really cool. Everybody needs one of those. That's a great stocking stuffer for like everybody.
Yeah, everyone needs. You might even need two.
I like that idea. What about toolboxes and things like that? Are those gifts that you would recommend?
Yeah, you know, what's really cool about we have a Craftsman 216-piece mechanic set, and it actually comes in a nice toolbox with drawers, so it already comes organized. So if you have a gearhead in your life or a mechanic in your life that is a little bit messy, something like that is perfect because it comes already in a toolbox ready to go and nicely organized.
And it has everything that you could possibly need. Awesome.
Yep.
What about something on a little bit smaller scale? Like I got a note here that the Craftsman 8-tool combo kit.
Yeah. So we have a Craftsman 8-tool combo kit. It's a really good, like, complete set for a new homeowner or someone looking to get into DIY or maybe who's already started dabbling in DIY. You know, it's got a circular saw, a jigsaw, a drill, a driver. It's got everything that you would need to tackle at home DIY projects.
Okay, now, this is a good one. My husband was a fan of DeWalt tools, and you have a brushless, cordless, 2-tool combo kit. What does that do, and who would that be good for?
The 2-tool combo kit is our Atomic drill and driver set from DeWalt. It's cordless, it's brushless. It's, you know, state-of-the-art drill driver technology. I personally think everyone should have a drill and driver in their house, so it's a good gift for anyone.
Okay.
But especially for the DeWalt fan in your life, the pro or the aspiring pro, a really great option.
Okay. And what about, love these, and nobody can really do a good job except, like, good contractors and carpenters, the double bevel sliding miter, compound miter saw. Love miter saws. Love.
Me too. Carol, you're speaking my language. The double bevel DeWalt miter saw is the perfect gift for the pro, the contractor. It's a splurge gift, right? So get it for your sweetheart. It's a really great staple under the tree gift that is perfect for framing, molding, anything that you might need to do on a job site.
And I heard you talk about planners earlier, so this would be great for making planners as well.
Definitely.
So with Craftsman and Black & Decker and DeWalt tools, where are some of the best places to find them?
Yeah, so you can go to any of the big box retailers that you might be familiar with, Home Depot or Lowe's. Mm-hmm. You can also find us online on Amazon, and you can go to DeWalt.com, Craftsman.com, or BlackandDecker.com to check out more products and even get project ideas.
Have you seen, Audrey, have you seen an increase in tools since we've, you know, gone through this big home improvement boom?
Absolutely. The demand is through the roof, and we're definitely happy about it. We love seeing more people get tools in their hands, and even we found last year in 2020 that 1 in 5 Americans actually learned to use a drill last year. So we've seen a big boom in people getting getting power tools in their hands.
Well, I will share a little story with you because I have a couple minutes. We have several grandchildren, and the one that we didn't think would take an interest in tools and building things is the one that is super excited. He comes with his plastic tool set and his goggles and his helmet to work with my husband, who is a carpenter contractor. And he comes all the time, and he can't wait to get into the shop and build things. So we did go out and buy him some Stanley Black & Decker tools and his own toolbox. We bought kid-sized tools.
Amazing. I love it. You know, it might be great. Get them started with the Black & Decker furniture assembly tool. Totally, you know, it's a low-impact tool. It's a little bit like a starter tool. You know, once he gets a little bit older, it could be a great first power tool for him.
Yes, absolutely. It was really fun because you do have kid-sized tools, too, like hammers and smaller saws and things like that. So if you have, whether it's a boy or a girl... who is interested in doing some, it's a kind of an out of the box, for me, an out of the box present for somebody to get, whether it's kids or even adults, to get tools. I've done that.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, absolutely. The gift that keeps on giving. Where can our listeners go for more information on these products?
Yep, check out DeWalt.com, Craftsman.com, or BlackandDecker.com to see all of the lovely holiday gifts out there.
And if our listeners want more resources on renovations and DIY projects, where can they go for all of that?
They can find those on all of those websites as well, BlackandDecker.com, DeWalt.com, and Craftsman.com.
Awesome. Is there any last-minute information you want to share with our listeners, Audrey?
No, happy holidays to the listeners.
Yay.
And thanks for chatting today, Carol.
And thanks for being a tool girl. Love that.
Of course.
Thank you so much for joining us. That was Audrey Von de Castle from Stanley Black & Decker sharing their website, some great tools, some up-and-coming tools for the holidays, which I think is really great. And speaking of tools, I want to share with you what's happening next week because this is absolutely an amazing interview that we are going to have. It is called The House That She Built. Isn't that an interesting title? And I'm going to tell you who's coming on to join us. Let me just pull this up real quick. It takes me a minute. You get things in real live time here. So this is going to be continued next week. We are actually having an author here, Molly Elkman. She's a local girl, and she wrote a book called The House That She Built. And it's really an inspiration, so you can look for it now. But she's going to be joining us on the show, talking about the inspiration of not just kids, but women, children, girls, getting involved in the industry, that they too can build houses and that they too can be construction workers. And I'm super excited to share her story next week about women in construction. And hopefully here at the show, if you can listen in, even with your kids, it's a great way to inspire the next generation of young women that are pursuing careers in the trades, all trades. So I'm super excited, and it's for both boys and girls. But Molly will be joining us next week on the show. She will be live on the air as my co-host, talking about the house that she built. And you don't want to miss it. Just in general, if you have kids or grandkids, or even if you're just a woman or somebody who's interested in the industry, I think it's an interview that you're really going to enjoy next week. So I don't want you to miss out on that. I was serious about the toolbox we bought for my grandson. I mean, we really did get a real craftsman toolbox. Not super, super big. It's still a little bit big for him, but it's something that he can grow into. And we put some cool tools in there for him. Everything from a level to a hammer to a saw, to tape measures and nails and screws and all these fun things that he can work with his pop-pop on and learn the trade. And it's really funny because he's not the one that, like I was saying to Audrey, he's not the one that we thought would be interested in all of this stuff, but he can't wait to get into the shop and start building and making things. So it's never too young. When your children express an interest in something, whether it be home improvements, whether it be carpentry or building or gardening or whatever it is, or cooking, parents, don't cast them aside. Encourage them to follow their dreams. Encourage them to do what they love to do. Because remember, when you love what you do, it's not a job. And encourage your children and your grandchildren to get involved and to do things. And when they start to wane a little bit and maybe start to show a disinterest, sometimes there's a reason why they have a disinterest. Maybe they're not comfortable using the tools that they have. Maybe they're learning to play music and they don't like their instructor. Maybe their music teacher is not a good teacher. Delve a little bit deeper. Find out what's going on. And try to bring that child back around to the things that they love. Because sometimes it's not that they lost interest in what you're trying to teach them. There are other reasons why they lost interest. So maybe it calms down for a little bit and then you rally them back around. So for those Christmas gifts that we're talking about, we're going to come back and talk about a few more of them. But we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Home Improvement Fix and Facts.
There are no limits to unique and personal design styles. Monroe and Kent Home will help you expand your creative potential. Complimentary interior design services. Explore a universe of design possibilities. Furniture, window treatments, and more. 30-day love it or return it guarantee. A free 5-year premium warranty on purchases of $1,500 or more. Monroe and Kent Home, where home happens.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
And we are back. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, and we're talking about all the fun holiday gifts that you can look for in your stocking or under the tree or that you can give to other people. And we've had a ton of great suggestions. One of mine is to go to the website of our sponsor, mnkhome.com. That's Monroe and Kent Home. And check out a lot of the fun things that they have to offer for your home improvements. Great place for designers. They have 2 new locations. Check out their website. You can also reach them between 10 and 5, Monday through Friday, by phone at 609-474-3602. That's 609-474-3602. And they have a lot happening for the holiday season right now. And also remember, besides a 5-year warranty on their products, they also have price match guarantees. So please check out Monroe and Kent if you are looking for something cool for your house, if you're looking for an additional Christmas gift, if you're looking for new furniture or carpets for your house. Another great place to find some holiday gifts. Some other cool things that are out there. If you are somebody like me who hates to clean but has to do it because I don't have a housekeeper, I wish I did. Really wish I did. Anybody want to be my housekeeper? Once every 2 weeks. You can save a bundle. I think you're going to find, up to 35% on floor care, like the iRobot and top floor care brands at Target is having a huge sale, giving them a shameless plug too, because they have that iRobot that kind of runs around your house and cleans everything in your house. I think my cat and dog would go nuts over those, but the prices are really reasonable. You're going to see a couple hundred dollars off the iRobot Roomba and the iRobot Brava. We're talking anywhere from $100 to $200 to $300. Even the Shark Duo Clean Power Fins vacuum cleaner. Now, let's face the facts. No woman really wants to get a vacuum cleaner for Christmas unless they ask for it. But it's a really cool thing, you know, especially the Roomba. If you're looking to give your, you know, something cool, you know, they have Wi-Fi, they connect to the robot vacuum. So these are some really cool projects, and they self-docked, and now they have ones that self-empty. Hello. I know I should be a vacuum cleaner tester. Honest to goodness, whether it's a shop vac or whether it's any other manufacturer out there, I am hard on vacuum cleaners. Not only am I hard on vacuum cleaners, I am very particular about how they work and how the tools attach and whether the cord is retractable and whether the brushes stop when you're on hardwood floors. I'm telling you, I think that's a job I would really, really like. I'm so particular. So I also recommend, if you're purchasing something like this, please read your reviews. Like anything else, read your reviews for the products that you are interested in. Read your consumer reports. See what they have to say about the different products that are out there, whether it's a vacuum cleaner or a floor cleaner or an iRobot. And my advice to you, and I've given this advice here on the show before, is to always take the reviews with a grain of salt. Don't go to the worst reviews, because that might be a disgruntled employee that got a damaged box. And don't go to the 5-star reviews. I think you're going to find the most honest reviews with 4 stars. And sometimes look at the 3-star ratings. I think those are really going to help you to make some decisions on what you're thinking about doing for your home. And products that you are interested in for your home. I did get a quick question from Jackie P. over in New Jersey. Thank you for your question. She said to me, looking at home improvements, we're going a little off topic here. Is it better to wait until next year, or is it better to start your project now? Well, Jackie, if you've been listening regularly, I think... just as it's been more expensive to buy a house right now, it's been more expensive to do home improvements. And there's a major shortage, as I said at the top of the hour, of common building materials. And the shortage is leading us to uptick in prices. Things are, even paint costs we're seeing going up on the rise. So my advice to you is, if there's particular things that you see and you like, go ahead and buy them. If you're doing home renovation projects, I kind of am suggesting to wait just a little bit to see what happens. If you're renovating to sell your home, of course you want to do that as quickly as possible. And items that you want for your home, you might not be able to get right away. But if you're renovating for your own personal enjoyment and you're trying to keep costs down, you might want to wait just a little while till things calm down. Right now, with many global and domestic supply chains that are bottlenecked, off the coast of California due to the weather and the pandemic, materials are out there. Now, this is my opinion, Jackie, on home renovations. I do think that you should at least start the process. At least get an idea of what those renovations are going to cost for your home project. Get an idea of where it is. But keep in mind, too, that your contractor could come back to you and those prices could change. And most contractors are putting a clause in their contract about prices. Just to give you an example, I said to my husband today, as he's going out to a job, it's a brand new job. It's putting a full bathroom, a 3-piece bathroom, 3 pieces, toilet, sink, and shower, into a garage that's being renovated. And this person needs it on the first floor to be handicap accessible. And I said to him when he was leaving this morning, please let your client know that lumber prices may be up. and that there is a possibility. Now, my husband is as honest as the day is long or longer. And so if there is not a price increase, of course he's not going to increase the prices. But he wants to let the customer, the client, know that that is a possibility, that when he goes to purchase the lumber, which he expects to purchase either this week or next week, sooner is better before we see those tariffs hit, he'll at least get all the lumber in stock and that he needs for the project and store it until he's ready. So I still think that hanging out there till 2022 is a good way to go. I think right now during the holidays is not always the best time to start a project. And many of your contractors, Jackie, are out 4, 5, and 6 months before they can even do a project. As I have said on previous shows, don't do fly-by-night contractors. Check their references. Ask them to see their license, not their driver's license, their contracting license. Make sure they're licensed and insured. Make sure that whatever that particular project is, that you pull any permits that you may need. And ask for references. Ask for references of the previous work they've done. My husband doesn't need a website. He doesn't have a website because he is that good that all his businesses repeat and referral. But he has a phone full of pictures and a tablet full of pictures of his work and is more than happy to give references and show you pictures of the work he's done. So your contractor should be willing to do that for you. Also, keep in mind, if your project's not starting for 4 or 5 months, I don't think giving a deposit is required at this time until you actually sign a contract. You have a start date. You have an idea of what those renovations are going to cost and when that project is going to start. And never, ever, ever give more than 50% upfront. Ever, 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 ever. I can't stress that enough to anybody who is listening. It's your money, it's your time, and there are some bad people out there in this industry that are in a hurry and looking to take your money, which makes me really sad. But there are people out there. And if you're ever stuck, if you're not sure about something, I have, my resources are deep and wide. And I have connections to pretty much anything that you can think of in this industry. And I would be happy to connect you. I would be happy to answer your questions. Like many of you send me on my Instagram and my Facebook page, you IM me, you instant message me with your questions, and I love it. And you listen to my shows, and some of you do go back and listen to my podcast after I've done them. So don't be afraid to reach out, even if you're not sure, or even if you just want to double check. It's just something that I like to offer to people because I don't want people to get screwed over. Screwed as in, you know, the screwdriver. So please, if you needed to reach out to me, you can always call the station. You can call 888-329-3306. You can leave your name and number. You can reach me at Home Improvement Fix and Facts on Instagram and Facebook, and I will be more than happy to answer those questions for you. So I'm hoping that you got some good tips for gifts. I have been really enjoying the whole house system that's going on, you know, with your Alexas or your Google Assistant or your Siri, whatever you have. I'm still a little skeptical. I still worry about those being invaded and hacked. But if you keep your software up to date, and we talked about that not too long ago, if you keep your software up to date on your applications, this is not going to happen to you. But I do, we just got for our Christmas lights. Oh my gosh, if you want something really cool, I have two different things happening in my house. My husband is really crazy about the Christmas lights, and we always have to go outside and pull the plugs to turn them off and on. He found these amazing remote controls that we just have the remote hanging up by the door, so he can turn off and on, and I can turn off and on the lights, the Christmas lights, to the outside of the house. Don't have to step outside. And he has three different sets of lights. So if you just want the ones around the doorway on, you can put them on. If you want the lights on the whole house on, you can do that as well. And these are simple things that you can buy online or at the big box store. The other thing that I found that's really cool for those of you that are getting ready to decorate or have started decorating for the holidays, or maybe you already have your tree up and you plug the tree in every night when you come home from work and you unplug it before you go to bed and then you plug it in on the weekend so you can enjoy the beautiful lights. Why not get a Google or an Alexa or a Siri light outlet? Because then you can just say to your Christmas tree or Alexa, lights, Christmas tree lights off. Of course, you have to name it if you have other things on your house. But these are really, really fun things that you can add to your house to make it a little bit easier. And I'm going to give you one more that I found that is really, really cool. Kids love fun lighting in their house. In their bedrooms, they like to change the mood lighting, and sometimes you can even play the music in there with your devices. They have these really cool interchangeable light bulbs and string of lights that you can put in your kids' room if you want to do something really fun for them. They might not appreciate it in their stocking or under the tree, but when you hook it up and put it together for them, they will totally love being able to play the music. Like if they're really into like Christmas songs right now and you screw in one of these light bulbs, the light bulb actually reacts to the beat of the music. Kind of fun, kind of like having your own little disco in your house. So I wanted to share all of those things with you that are really fun for the Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa holidays, whatever your holiday is that you celebrate. I think these are all super, super, super cool things. Now, a recommendation that I'm also going to make for you at this time is the weather, believe it or not, supposed to be in the 60s this weekend. I cannot believe I heard that. It's still not a bad time. I would still recommend, while it's 60 degrees out, if you don't have a snow shovel, if you don't have your rock salt or your pet safe salt for your house, please go buy it now before the blizzards and the storms hit. We're supposed to have a pretty cold, snowy winter, but now I'm starting to question that. But I would recommend getting out there now while you can do it. And here's another crazy, crazy holiday gift. This is for the guy or woman in the house that loves to grill. The prices on grills right now is amazing. And I know you're thinking like, what, a grill? But why not wrap it up, put it outside on the deck with a great big bow, or not wrap it up and just put a great big bow out there and be prepared for the for the spring season with a brand new grill sitting outside. I think that is a really super cool gift. I know I would like that. If I woke up and found this really cool, because our grill's working, but you know, it's on its way out. We maybe have another year, 2 years left of life left in the grill. But this is a great time. This is a great time to buy those gifts. That you really, even if it's a gift for yourself that you really, really wanted, but you weren't ready to spend the money on it because you just didn't want to spend the money on it. So I highly recommend gifts like that. Like I said, even if it's for yourself. And for those of you that can't be close to your families, or your families live far away, this is another fun, it's not really a home improvement gift, but it is a gift from the heart. They have digital picture frames, and we did this last year for my husband's parents and all the kids and all the grandkids and family members constantly download pictures. So you never know when you're going by that digital picture frame what pictures are going to pop up in the frame. Yes, it's the cough. So that's a really cool gift. And even if you're doing home improvement projects around the house, it's really nice to send the progress. Maybe you're doing a house for somebody that lives in a different state. Maybe you're having a house built. It's really cool if you can take pictures of the project and send it to the homeowner and they can see the progress of the project as it's going along, even though you can still FaceTime and do all that other fun stuff out there. So there's a lot out there for the holiday season. There's a lot out there for the kids. And if you're buying somebody a present like tools and you're not sure that they're going to love it, you can always request a gift receipt. Very simple, very easy to add to your holiday list. So next week, just a reminder, the house that she built, we are going to have Molly here. She is an amazing author. She's going to be co-hosting the show with us and talking about construction for young kids and how to get them interested into the industry. I think it's a great topic, and I think it's a really fun book. And we'll share more of that information next week. And remember, if you've missed any of my show or you want to hear more, go to WWDBAM and listen to any of the podcasts on home improvement, fix and facts. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another great show.